Yesterday, Governor Doug Ducey signed into law a bill that says anyone with a professional license in another state can come to Arizona and be allowed to practice here without further state review. It's the first of its kind in the nation. This was a major legislative priority for the governor, and in his press conference, he drove up in a U-Haul van, saying easing work transitions will bring new workers to our state. But this didn't have unanimous support from the chambers. For example, back in February, Representatives Amish Shah and Charlene Fernandez spoke against the bill for two different reasons.
If anyone from a licensed profession can come here, but our people cannot go to another state as easily, that is unfair trade practice.
In my years of working for a civil engineer here in Arizona, I know that the schooling that that engineer took and the training that he was mandated to take had to do a lot with earthquakes, because unbeknownst to many people in Maricopa County, in Yuma County, we do have a problem with earthquakes. When you come from another state, you don't know about those issues. So I think in this area, we have some unique issues that for someone to just come in and get a license to operate here would be dangerous.
Our next guest, though, is in support of the law. Garrick Taylor, Senior Vice President of Government Relations and Communications for the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, is with us. Garrick, good morning. It's Stephen Lauren. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk first about what is good about this. Certainly, you're very enthusiastic about it. This has been one of the governor's priorities. Being a first in the nation comes with positives, but also negatives. What are the positives?
Having one of the hottest economies in the nation has its pros and cons. Certainly, we like all the job growth, but we need individuals to fill all those open positions. And what the governor has done here has said, let's find a way to lower barriers to entry. And if there are individuals who are moving to Arizona who are qualified by virtue of obtaining a license in their originating state, let them ply their trade in Arizona. Let's not throw up more red tape in front of them. And that's why we're so excited about passage of this bill.
Let's go from an outside state point of view. As Representative Shah had pointed out, with when it comes down to trade practices, is Arizona setting itself up for some problems there, considering other states don't have this yet? Is that going to hurt some of our folks who want to do business elsewhere?
Well, I'll concede that Dr. Shah is right, that this is not true reciprocity. This is a universal, this is a recognition of out-of-state licenses. But this is the first step in what I hope becomes a multi-year, multi-state process. We need to look long and hard nationally about whether we have made it too hard to enter certain professions. Look, when you make the burden to enter certain professions so high that you turn a certain industry into a private club, that's not good. That's not good for job growth. And it really negatively impacts those individuals who want to apply a particular trade.
So do you see this, Garrick, down the road becoming something that is not state by state at all? If other states adopt the same idea, would this be like a one-stop shop for many licenses?
Well, that's our hope. This is a trend that you're seeing pick up nationwide. Arizona is we're the first state in the nation to pass this legislation. But there are other bills and other legislatures that would attempt to do the same thing. I hope this is just the first step of real momentum nationwide.
Garrick, this is a broad question, but how much regulation makes sense, and for which professions should there be more? Certainly, the governor won in basically a landslide reelection. He's obviously a popular governor in that sense. As you mentioned, the economy is doing well for a lot of people in the state. But when it comes down to actually making sure that things don't go too far, of course, I have to bring up the example of Theranos, because that's the one everyone loves to bring up. And it was a serious situation because that was in a healthcare industry. So there's certain industries that come to mind for you that make more or less sense.
Right. Well, look, nobody is saying that willy-nilly we should have no regulation, but it should be commensurate with its impact on the public and should make sense and not create such a high burden of entry. Look, this bill does not remove all regulatory burden. In fact, it says if you still have to pass an exam pursuant to the particular state laws, you could still be required to do so. But are we making things too difficult? I understand the question about making things too easy, but if we're not impacting life, safety, or health, let's look long and hard about whether we can make it easier to enter certain industries.
So what do you make of Representative Fernandez's sort of argument here that this could go wrong in some circumstances? And if it does, who takes responsibility then?
Well, I don't find it particularly compelling because these are individuals who have received the licenses in another state. So it's possibly a terrible indictment on the other state's licensing agency. But also, if, as I said, if there is a law in this state that is particular to the needs of this state, there could still be an additional requirement that those individuals would have to pass here. So, again, I think that there are proper constraints around this bill.
All right. That is Garrick Taylor, Senior Vice President of Government Relations and Communications for the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. Garrick, thanks.
Thank you both.